The reviews are in, and boy, are they good. Steph gave me 5 stars and said, whenever I listen to this podcast, people give me strange looks because it makes me laugh out loud. Thanks, Rosie. I really love it. She's obviously referring to Rosie Waterland's podcast, Just the Gist, but accidentally left me a review instead. So I'll take that one. Welcome to Complete Drivel. Well, this will be fun. So while this is fresh in my mind, I just want to tell you what's happened to me. It's 8 o'clock at night on a Thursday, and so I work in a suburb. I work in New Farm and I live in Tenerife. That's going to mean nothing to a lot of people. But they're basically suburbs that are next to each other. So it's about a kilometre walk, and I just got home. And as I left the office, I was walking down a street, pretty, not well lit. I'd say there's, a street light every 100 metres or so. And I'm walking, it's a quiet street. For those playing at home that know Brisbane, it was Kent Street. And as I was walking, I had my music on. In true Christian fashion, I was listening to Lely Gaga. Right, it's a Lady Gaga. I'm a bit shaken. So old Lely Gaga was playing, and it was Rain on Me. And so I'm like pretending, you know what I do when I listen to music? I pretend that I'm a backup dancer. And I'm like, wow, this is the first time I'm ever backup. And I'm like, pretend that I'm strutting down the street, pretending I'm a backup dancer. And I look down and they're sitting between 2 parked cars, so they're parked just on the side of the road, and there was probably about a 2-metre gap between these 2 cars, it's pretty large, was this man. And he was sitting on the ground, a bit dishevelled, and I looked over and I was like, oh, that's weird. And then I noticed he was sitting in a pool of blood. Describe a pool of blood. It would have been the pool of blood, so if I opened my hand, like I'm giving a high five, but I spread my fingers out, my thumb out. Like it would have been a pool of blood about, if you drew a circle around all your fingers and thumb, right? Pool of blood about that big. So it was not nothing to be ignored. And then, so that was, there was just this big pool of blood and then it sort of trailed off. So like the bulk of all of this poor man, and he was bleeding from the mouth pretty badly. And it did look like he'd fallen over, because I was like, what's he doing here? And how did he fall here? Like, we're sort of in nowhere. Like, I was just trying to get my head around what had happened. Now, at the point that I met him, he was sitting up. And I looked at it and was like, well, I looked around. I couldn't see anyone. I didn't hear anything, but again, I was listening to music, so I didn't hear a scuffle or I didn't... Like, there was nothing out of the ordinary, and I sort of... It was just so weird. So I was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Would you like me to call an ambulance? And he just sort of was mumbling. And at first I thought, oh, maybe he was a little bit drunk and he had a bit of a tumble. But later I thought, well, no, he probably had a fucking concussion. So at this point I was like, oh, okay. He had a bag of IGA stuff. He looked a bit rough. And I was like, is there anyone I can call? Where are you going? And he goes, oh, I need $10 for the train. I was like, where are you going? He's like, Woodridge. I don't really know where that is. Actually, let me look that up. He's going to Woodridge. This poor man. How far away is Woodridge? So he was, all he wanted was $10 for the train. And I'm like, I just don't carry cash. Woodridge is a, decent... Woodridge. Right, there's no real train station around there by the looks of it. I was like, oh, I just have nothing to give you. Like, I have physically nothing, and there's no ATMs around. And I was like, oh, I just really feel like I should call somebody. And as he was still on the ground, and I'm sort of hunched over. And so initially happened, I approached him. I was like, wow, you poor thing. Like, do you want some help? He incoherently started to mumble. And I was like, I just don't know what to do. And this woman walks past me. And this poor woman just gets the fright of her fucking life. She sees this man, like, sitting in blood. And then I'm, like, hunched over him. And she's just gone, no. And she just carried on walking. So I was like, I need help. And she's like, nope. And she keeps walking. I think she thought I'd just punched him in the face. And rightly so. She was a woman in the dark on her own walking home. When you encounter that, I do not blame her at all. I wouldn't have stopped. I was like, nope, this situation looks like it's being handled. And I was like, oh, I don't know what to do. And so I was like, I was asking the man, what would you like me to do? How can I help you? And I was like, who can I call? Can I call? Do you have any family? And he's like, yes, I don't know their number. And I was like, oh, God. And I was like, well, I need to call somebody. And do you want me to call an ambulance? He was like, no. I mean, it was not coherent. He wasn't very coherent. He was like, no. Just fallen and knocked. I couldn't see any teeth. Like, it's not that he'd fallen and knocked a lot of teeth out. But there was just too much blood for it to be a busted lip. And part of me was like, did he fall? Has something happened here? And I'm looking at his body because I knew I was going to call the police. Like, I knew I have to call. I can't just let this man get up and walk away. So I was like, I'll call you an ambulance. No. And I was like, well, I'm going to have to call somebody. I can't just, I'm not going to walk away and leave you here. And he stood up. I was like, oh, don't stand up, please. So he stood up and he was just like, no, I just need $10 for the train. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't have cash. And so he says, all right. And he sort of stumbles and he starts walking. And I'm like, oh my God. What do I do? Like, his mouth was all swollen. He was bleeding. And I was like, I don't know what to do. So I called. I know in these situations, you don't call 000. You can, but this wasn't an emergency. What you do is, so I Googled the Fortitude Valley Police Station. I knew they were nearby. Usually just Google the suburb and the police station associated. Google Maps gives you a number. You just hit a call and it calls the station. And so I called the station. I was sort of explaining it. And they were like, right, well, we'll send a car out. And that's where we got to. And as I was on the phone to the police, a gentleman was walking past and he was like, oh, you're talking about the man with blood everywhere? I was like, yes, where is he? So I'm pretty confident, like, if he's getting the train, he would have been walking. He got down on a Brunswick Street and then he walked to Fortitude Valley train station. But he wasn't walking too fast. So I'm hoping the police caught up with him and just make sure he's all right. Like, as I was walking home, I was thinking, I think this man, because he was sitting there stunned when I encountered him. And my theory is, he has either tripped and fallen. It's just such a weird place to have tripped and fallen. It was between a driveway. It was in a driveway space. That's why the gap between the parked cars was so big. Because I stood there after he left. I took a photo. Just in case, I don't know, in case it didn't fall and it's a bit of a crime scene. Took a photo and I was like, okay, assess the scene. I've watched all the true crime. I'm like, right, I'm witness A. Right, I am going to help this man and we are going to convict the people that did this to him. Anyway, so there was a driveway. It was in front of a driveway on Kent Street. So if I get, like, killed, I'm giving you all the information now. So I'm like, how could he could, but he... He didn't smell like he was drunk. It just didn't feel like he was drunk. Like, enough to stumble. It didn't feel like he was really on anything. So I was like, maybe he had fallen and he'd just fallen on his head and he just laid there. And that's why all the blood pooled. He definitely had to have been laying there for a while for that much blood to have sort of pulled where it was, and then he obviously come to and just sat up to be like, oh my God, what's just happened? He's probably got a concussion. And so he sat up, and that's when I've walked in and seen him and just approached him and gone, do you need any help? He's gone, no, I just need to get the train and get out. First of all, I just don't know where he would have come from. And then I was thinking about it, like, I was wondering if he was dropped, he was just, like, pushed out of a car. I don't know. The guy who encountered him did say he'd seen him around the area before. And I know there's some housing sort of commissions, sort of some council flats almost, and some shelters in the area. And that's really presumptuous that he'd come from there. I don't know. But he's just really... He didn't have a phone on him. Didn't have any money. He didn't have a wallet. And I was like, I need to help you. Like, how... Rather than... I can't give you $10, but I can call anyone you want. He was like, I don't know anyone's number. And so... I just was... I'm waiting... The police were lovely. And I'm hoping they'll get back to me. And just let me know if they find the guy and what happened. But it was really full on. And of course I texted Ben. Because the last time I had a crazy experience, Ben was there. And I don't know if you've heard that episode. It's a great episode of the podcast. Where a man walked up to me and asked me to sit on him. God, that's a long story. Go back and listen to that podcast episode. I'll try and find it for you. But I was like, oh my God, I just had the craziest experience. I had to call the police. And Ben goes, oh, let me guess, you had to sit on someone. I was like, no, Ben. Okay, learnt my lesson. I'm just going to pause this. Not that you are really... Give me 1 second. I just looked it up. The episode is titled Sitting on an Ice Addict. So if you want to listen to that, just Google Complete Drivel Sitting on an Ice Addict. That was the last time. And then, oh my God, that was such a hectic week, because then the next day a lady pooed her pants. No, not even her pants. Like, she did. She pooed herself in front of me. I tracked. Just trauma. Anyways, so, yep, that's what just happened to me. So that's good. How is everyone?
Wow, you made it to the end again. For some reason, I don't know why you keep making it to the end of the podcast. Like, what is it about this horse shit of a podcast that you... Anyways, great. So,
If you want more content, make sure you head to Instagram.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. You got to the end.
And TikTok.
It's Shushy.
And
it's Shushy from Phoebe. This podcast does not involve you.
You're on Cameo.
Okay, no more. Thanks for listening. That was my producer. I have a producer. This podcast has a producer. You wouldn't think so, because it's a pile of shit. That's a reflection on you, Phoebe.